The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number zero. Wild Arizona Wildcat legend, wizard great, Gilbert Arenas, Mr. Hibachi Man himself. Please make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. And please, please make sure you guys subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up through the Nightcap podcast feed. We've also pinned Shea by LaPortier at the top of the chat. We're only taking pre-orders, but hopefully I think we should be able to fulfill all orders that have been placed. So thank you for selling us out. But we're taking pre-orders and we got a shipment in, so we should be able to fulfill those orders. Also, we would like for you to subscribe and follow Gil's Arena channel on YouTube. His show airs every Monday through Thursday, live 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's Gil's Arena channel on YouTube. His show airs every Monday through Thursday, live at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. And you can also follow Gil on his personal YouTube page, No Chill Gil. He also has a personal YouTube page, and it's called No Chill Gil. Let's go ahead and get Gil subs up. Gil, I heard from a little birdie you got something in the mail today. You care to show what you got?
Hey, man. Appreciate it, huh?
Oh, what?
What?
How you always get that so quick?
I don't know. You must have put my name on Addy. If you put my name.
Oh, man. I don't know what happened to Ocho's.
Get it to me, huh?
Man, that thing nice, that Gil.
Hey. You know, I got the matching watch with it.
Hey, man. Ocho, I know Ocho in the chat, Gil. I don't know. I don't know, but the mailman, maybe his GPS tracking, is off. But you know, in today's time, the mailman walked now. So he might be walking from LA to Miami to bring Ocho's his.
Ocho still ain't got his.
I hope.
tell Ocho, he got Rail must have hit his.
yeah, Rail might have be playing a prank on Ocho or something, because I don't know what's going on. That man should have been there. It should have been there by now. Ocho, man, bro, now you know I wouldn't do you like that, man. I put that thing in the mail like 2 weeks ago.
Where he living at? Miami?
Miami?
Oh, yeah, they robbing boxes out there.
Yeah. So somebody might got a nightcap plaque on their wall, Ocho.
Yeah, they don't do that in my community. They make sure the boxes get to where they need to get to.
Well, hey, Gil, I wanted you to just wanted to show my appreciation for you, and I wanted you to have that. I know you only do one day a week, but I'm grateful, and Ocho and I are grateful that you decided to do the one day a week with us, and you're a very vital part of the Nightcap, Nightcap family. So we wanted you to have that. Thank you. Enjoy it. And congratulations, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Let's jump right into it, Gil. The Lakers beat the Grizzlies 136-124 without Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis logged 52 minutes last night, the most minutes he had ever played in his career. And they gave him the night off after an outstanding performance last night, a game in which he had 32 points, 23 rebounds, and 4 blocks. So he was well-deserving of a night off. In his absence, LeBron James, who missed last night's game, was raring to go. He had a triple-double. The Lakers win their fifth game in a row, improved to 41-32. And without Anthony Davis, Rui was sensational. 32 points on 11 of 14 field goals, a career-high 7 made threes, 10 rebounds. LeBron James logged a triple-double, 23 points, 14 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 steals. D'Lo, 23 points. Torian Prince, 15 points. Jackson Hayes, 14.7 rebounds. Spencer Dinwiddie, 14 points, 7 rebounds. And Austin Reeves, Kobe of the Ozarks, 13 points and 11 assists. Darvin Ham said Anthony Davis status for Friday. We'll see how he's feeling tomorrow when he wakes up. That was a really big win. This game here, if you lose this game, last night goes away. It's all for naught. You can't beat Milwaukee, the number 2 team in the East, with their full roster, and then turn around and lose to the Grizzlies. So I'm glad they came out with the right mindset, with the right intensity, and was able to pull this game out. But what did you like about what you saw from the Lakers in this game when they got the win 136-124?
I mean, this is one of those games where, you're right, they shouldn't have lost this game, right? These are one of the games that's really important to the road trip, right?
Yes.
You can't start the road trip off with a loss against one of the weakest teams right now in the West. So this was a great, great win. It really shows that games that they need to win against weaker opponents, they do step up to the challenge. I mean, the end of that third did look rough. It looked rough. It looked like one of those games where you're up 18. And then end up somehow losing that game. But, you know, they mm-hmm. came out in the fourth, hit 2 quick threes, and just kept that lead going. So it was great to see these guys bounce back after that devastating end of the third quarter.
You know what, Gil? I was thinking, and this is what's so frustrating about the Lakers. Now, think about this. They beat the Boston Celtics. They went to Boston and beat the Celtics without LeBron. Yep. They beat Milwaukee twice without LeBron. Mm-hmm. This is what makes you upset, but this also what gives you hope, because you know they can beat anybody in a series. I don't think they can beat the Nuggets, but they can beat anybody else in the West in a 7-game series. Mm-hmm. Because we watched them go on the road and beat Boston without LeBron. We watched them go on the road and beat Milwaukee without LeBron. Beat Milwaukee in LA without LeBron. I think the thing is, you look at Anthony Davis, he plays the lion's share of the games this year. Look, there have been a few games here and there, but with his overall performance, you have to be pleased. If you're a Laker fan, you have to be pleased with what Anthony Davis is giving you. He's giving you about 25 points, about 12 and a half, 13 rebounds on a nightly basis. Give me somewhere between 2 and 3 blocks on a night. So you can't be disappointed. Yeah, I know a game here or there, he had 10 points and 2 rebounds. Yeah, I get that. But overall, his complete body of work, Gil, you have to be pleased with what you saw. LeBron has been LeBron. Yeah, LeBron is LeBron. He's shooting 50-plus percent from the floor, giving you 25 on a nightly basis, 7 and 8. But what is it? What you see is like, bro, y'all realize y'all beat Boston? Y'all realize y'all beat Milwaukee twice? How you lose to team that bottom feeder?
You know what happens, and I don't know if it happens in football, but the media does it a lot with us. When a team wins without their star player, they always throw that narrative. They're better without them, right?
Yeah.
You know, what happens is this. There are certain players that respect the guy so much that when he's in the lineup, they are docile. Right. So, you know, when I see it a lot with D'Lo, when LeBron is not there, he knows 100% he has the game under control. He gets to play free basketball. When LeBron is on the court, he's looking for LeBron the whole time. What is LeBron doing? Is he clapping for the ball? Any noise that goes, he's looking to see if LeBron does one of those. So It's just one of those second natures that happen with players. It's like the fanboy in them.
Right.
It's like when you play with Kobe, right? And Kobe hasn't shot the ball in 2 times. Where's he at? Instead of you just playing your game and letting the star player find his way, you know, those players lose themselves when LeBron is on the court. Has nothing to do with LeBron. It's just, it's a personal thing for themselves.
Right. Because we look at D'Lo when they play Milwaukee at home. D'Lo goes for 44 in complete control, making threes, boom, boom, boom. Last night, he was sensational last night. And you remember, Gil, in the play-in tournament. Was it play? No, it was they played the Warriors last year. And he come down, the Lakers had this nice lead. And he comes down and turned the ball over like 3 times in a row. And all of a sudden, Golden State is making a comeback. And without hesitation, he comes down on a 1-on-4 and lets a 3 go, gets the game back. I'm like, bro, you just played like 2 minutes of the worst basketball in the history of the NBA. And then you come down with ice, I'm talking about freezing water in your veins, and let a 3 go with a 1-on-3.
And usually he would have been subbed out by then with the 3 turnovers and it would have ruined his mental.
They couldn't. They couldn't get him out.
Yeah, right? He would have been, get on up out of here. But the fact that he did take that 3 kind of lets you know mentally where he's at. You know,
yes.
We just needed more. We need the relentless. We need the ice vein D'Lo, you know, when we come to the playoffs. And so far, we haven't had that guy against Denver.
Right. I think the thing is, Gil, I think, once the trade deadline came and went, he was able to relax because he's been sensational. This might be the best stretch of basketball other than the year that he went to the All-Star game when he was in Brooklyn. This might be the best stretch of basketball that he's played. And he's a good player. I mean, there's something about them left-handed guys, man. They got that herky-jerky, man. I mean, they start, stop, and they smooth with it. They got the float game going. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, him and what's so funny is him and AD pick and roll is phenomenal.
Yes.
And that's why I said last week, if I'm playing against, like, moving into the playoffs, I want Anthony Davis and D'Lo to play like Murray and Jokic and let LeBron find a way on how to be dominant.
Right.
You know, the Anthony Davis, LeBron pick and roll, that ain't the style right now.
Right.
That ain't it right now. So you need that guy who can probe and do all that and find people. So I'm liking the where D'Lo is right now.
Yeah, I think they had 7 or 8 guys in double figures. Rui, LeBron, D'Lo, Prince, Hayes, Dinwiddie, Reeves. So they had 7 guys. All the guys that played at least 10 minutes, Gil, had double figure points.
Yeah, all the good players. Everybody who don't supposed to be playing didn't score. Like should be.
But you look at Jackson Hayes, gave him quality minutes tonight. Torian Prince played really, really well. Dinwiddie came up. Dinwiddie, he's been getting it going lately. He's been getting it going. And I like to see that.
Yeah, he's found his way. We're really gonna need him in the playoffs to be the one-on-one guy who can create offense. You know, when there's basically a stalemate against that defense. You know, when they're cutting players off. You know, when they're focusing right. When they're focusing on AD. You know, Reeves can't get it on. We have a guy who can create one-on-one mismatch problems. So you know, I did like that pickup by them.
Yeah, and he's played well. He's played well. This was a very good win for the Lakers. They followed it up. They consolidated in the tennis. They say when you break serve, can you consolidate it on your own serve? Can you win that game on your serve? Now you've done something. Now you go two games up as opposed to losing the serve after you just broke serve. So they were able to consolidate this win. Win a big game against Milwaukee on the road. Go on the road again. Actually, it was a back-to-back.
It was back-to-back, yeah.
And think about all the minutes that Reeves played, all the minutes that Dinwiddie played, all the minutes that D'Lo played, Rui, and they were still able to come back and give you a great effort tonight. I like what I'm seeing for the Lakers. We'll see if they can flip the switch. They get a night off, get some rest, get some food in them, and let's see if they can follow it up, get five in a row Friday night.
No, yeah. Listen, this is one of those stretches where this is a favorable schedule for us, you know, towards the end of the season. You know, we have some winnable games and even some of the tough teams, they might be resting players at that moment in time. So I like our schedule right now. And when I've been a Laker fan since I was little, right? I'm a Laker fan.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The Clippers beat the 76ers 108-107. The Clippers Sixers ending was wild. Clippers hold on for the win. Sixers coach Nick Nurse and Kelly Oubre was furious that a no foul was called on the final possession. Kelly Oubre called the referee female dogs, and he's about to get a hefty fine for that choice of words. Ty Lue called the Clippers soft after that demolition job that they got. Who beat them? Indy beat the brakes off them the other night. Let's listen to the sound of what he had to say last night, and then you and I will get into the game tonight.
So identity, you know, for us, it's got to be toughness, which means physicality, mentally and physical toughness. A high-powered offense. We can score a lot of different ways. And we got to have a defensive mindset. And so right now, do we have an identity? I think, yeah, we're soft. That could be an identity, if you want to call that.
Ouch.
The game tonight, it seemed like the Sixers had the game, and then Kawhi makes two outstanding plays on back-to-back possessions, and then they make key defensive stops down the stretch. What did you like about what you saw from the Clippers, and what did the Sixers do wrong, let's just say the final minute and a half of this ball game?
What I like about the Clippers, nothing. They the flip. You know what I mean? This war's forever, right? But they're up and down right now. I know they're still, which was weird, is they're trying to probably trying to find their playoff swag, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be in that 7-8 man rotation going into the playoffs, because, you know, this is when you find out who's who and who you're going to take with you, you know, that first round. So,
right.
You know, I'm pretty sure for Ty Lue, they're not being as assertive as he would like in this moment in time. But I'm not really worried about them, you know, in the sense that, you know, Kawhi is going to turn it on. PG is going to turn it on. Russ is going to be mentally there. James Harden is going to do what James Harden does. So they're going to be one of those teams that you don't want to see because you don't know what they're going to bring. Philly's missing their best player, right? You know,
yeah.
When you miss...
Oh, they're not beat. That game's not even close with Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but when you're missing your best player, you know, you're trying to... You know, players are trying to get calls that you haven't earned, right? Oof, yeah. You're Oubre, that's not a call.
You're not getting that call in the clutch.
You're not getting that call. So, you know, it does get frustrating when you don't have your MVP, your all-star, your all-NBA player, the best player in the league on that court to actually demand those type of calls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Philly did whatever Philly could do, and they had the game, and they just didn't make they didn't get the love that they needed to pull that win out.
Yeah, they thought they'd get some more calls at home.
Yeah.
The thing with Kelly Oubre, I don't understand. You're up by two. So if Kawhi Leonard lays the ball up, you're still tied.
Yeah.
Why would you run the risk of fouling him in an and-one and now you're down? Guys, let me ask you a question, Gil. I know I'm thinking about that as third down, blah, 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 because, you know, like, okay, what's more important? Let me, instead of getting an extra 4 yards, let me get out of bounds and save a time on the clock. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking in those situations. I'm picking and choosing my battles. You know, sometimes you have to know when the journey's over.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, bro, what are you doing? Why would you foul up by two and run the risk of giving up an and one?
Sometimes players are not in there in real time. Sometimes players don't have no court awareness, right? They don't know what the time says or what the score is. Right. I think Clay did it. Was it Clay that did it about a month ago where
he fouled in the backcourt?
He fouled in the backcourt and they're like, what are you doing? Sometimes you're not there, man.
You do.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just playing, not realizing you might think that you're down one when it's tie game or you're up two. You know, sometimes that does happen in games when you really don't. You forgot to look up there to, you know. To see what it is, LeBron and them in the finals where they got the offensive rebound.
Oh, man. Oh, you talk about JR.
Yeah, but you blame everyone. And the reason you blame everyone is JR understood, let's get that rebound, let's get that rebound. No one thought about the concept of if we actually do get this rebound, call a timeout. So the fact that none of the coaches even thought about calling a timeout, meaning they didn't even think he was going to get that rebound, and he got it.
How about put the ball back in the basket?
Listen, sometimes, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes your job is, all right, look, hey, get that offensive rebound, all right? We're going to get the offensive rebound. That's all you're thinking about. Let me get it. And you're like, oh, I got it. Yes, I got it. Woo! And they're like, yo, put the ball up. Oh, my bad. I ain't even.
I think the thing was he thought they were up one when in actuality they were tied.
Yeah.
So he think, I brought it at the clock. Y'all can't get it. Oh, like, it didn't even dawn on him. Man, they're not chasing me trying to foul.
Yeah.
It wasn't until LeBron was yelling at him is that he like, what? What?
But that's
what?
Some things like that happen. You know, it's just one of those things. It's part of the game, right? You know,
I mean, probably they just won one game. They just won one. Huh? Instead of, I said they just won one game. Instead of getting swept, they'd have lost in five.
Yeah.
that was it. It was James Harden's first game back since being traded. He was booed by the Philly crowd. No surprise with that. I'm trying to think of the guy that could leave and come back and get cheered. Maybe Charles Barkley. I don't remember. When Charles went back with the Suns, I don't know. I don't really know. AI got cheered.
Yeah, AI got cheered because, you know, AI got traded. Everybody else mostly, like Charles Barkley demanded out. So, yeah we will have to see, you know, what happened.
Yeah, we'd have to go back and see the first game, yeah. Draymond Green was ejected again. We have video of the ejection of Steph's reaction. He was not happy. Let's take a listen to the Steph sound after the game.
What did you think of the Draymond injection?
All I said is we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, he'll be available. That's what's got to happen.
Why do we keep having this conversation? Draymond said back in 2016, he had learned his lesson because he cost his team an NBA championship.
Yes.
You're no longer going to have to worry about Draymond because I'm never going to. And he potentially cost himself a finals MVP.
Yeah, he didn't clothesline nobody this time, huh? You know, last night, another night, almost. This one, I don't put on him. I put it more on the ref, this one. Here's why. He has nothing to do with this play, right? This was,
so why is he talking?
This was Paolo throwing his shoulder. So he's asking the ref, hey, what about the shoulder? So he's trying to get answers. This is a one-on-one conversation. So it's not like he's yelling at the ref loud, right?
Yeah.
So whatever he's saying is him and the referee. So the referee giving him a technical, you can't use that he was upstaging me at this point. So no matter what he's saying to you, it's private. You decide to give him a technical, right?
McGill.
The one I don't like. Because when we do this up right here, you see this right here, you best believe it's going down under that shirt, right? But refs don't usually give that technical because you're not making them look stupid in front of the world. Okay. So him getting that tech by the ref, it was like, come on, ref, you didn't need to do that. And then that's what happens. He's asking, why are you getting me? What did I do? What did I say for you to do that? What was the point of that? And then when he's walking away, you know, he hit him with the BSN, right? Hit him with the BSN.
but here's the thing, though, Gil. Why would Draymond, he's their worst negotiator.
Facts.
Do you realize if the officials, if any other player was in the official's face yelling like Draymond, they would get tossed on a nightly basis? He knows that he's going to get a little leeway because they're going to give that, this is just Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get their fight. Now, maybe they don't want to go to the playoffs. I can see them losing a couple more games and Steve Kerr shutting Steph Curry down for the rest of the year. I can see it.
Yes.
I can totally see that happening. I believe if the Rockets ever catch them, now I don't know when we came on, Williams hit a three to send the game into overtime. And last I saw, I thought the Rockets were up a couple of games. So they might be a half game back or they might be a full game and a half back. But I don't know what the end of that game, what it did. Did the Rockets hold on and win? Or did
Rockets won.
Okay. So now the Rockets have won 10 straight in overtime, and they're only one game behind the Wizards for the 10th spot. One game behind the Warriors for the 10th spot. I can see a scenario that if the Rockets catch the Warriors for that 10th spot, they're not going to fight for it. They're like, okay, hey, Steph, you're done. Yeah, let's get a look at Kuminga. Let's get a look at Moody and some of these other guys.
Yeah, there's this team needs to build confidence for next year. I don't see anything. I don't see a reason to keep forcing your stars to play right now. Like, you know, I would have that conversation with Steph of, you know, what do you want to do? If I'm going to keep Clay, we're going to pay Clay. You know, I need to make sure his mental is right for next year. So I need him to go out there and play. I need Kuminga to go out there and do what Kuminga does. Moody, all the young guys that I'm possibly going to need for next year. This is the time where I need them to gain some ground. But, you know, this is the NBA. You start doing that, they're going to start, you know, investigating, you know, tampering with the record and stuff. So there's rules. There's rules right now. Look, Draymond, when it comes to the overall functionality of the team, he's the most important part, and he makes all the pieces work together. So, yeah, you know, when Steph say we need him, he's right. You know,
You can't get ejected 4 minutes into the game, Gil. Damn.
But you don't expect the refs to be this sensitive 4 minutes into the game, though. Like, come on. Like, that's 4 minutes into the game. You already giving out texts.
But here's the thing. He's not asking, hey, Mr. Ref, not you, the shoulder. You see, he's highly agitated. There's a difference. Hey, it's one way to, but man, check this out. The pump on pump three, it took my credit card and I wasn't able to pump the gas. That's different to go to, hey, Bofo, that pump three, they ate my credit card. Now what y'all gonna do about it?
Yeah.
That's Draymond. Draymond said, hey, what about his shoulder in my chest? What about that? You ain't call that, but you call that ticky-tack BS right there. It's definitely like Draymond. Come on, Dray.
But it's
not right now.
It's the value. Listen, I've always been taught, you know, by coaches, don't worry about the volume of the tone. Try to figure out what I'm saying. Because in the heat of the moment, my volume's going to go higher than I would like it to.
Right.
You know, understand what I'm trying to say before you react. Same thing with a referee, right? I think referees, I really have this thing against referees because you have too much power and you're using it too often, right? You're supposed to have the thickest skin because you're just reffing the game. You don't even have to be a basketball fan. You don't need to have a favorite team to ref these games. So you should never... You should never be in tech mode or get so heated in the moment that you need to kick people out.
Gil, at the end of the day, he's human. Humans have feelings. They have emotions. It's just like you. Your girl would come home and say, hey, Gil, how was your day? Where you been? Mm-hmm. As opposed to, hey, where the fuck? Where you been, Gil? Uh-huh. It's all about them. She's asking you the same thing.
Yeah.
You're more likely to say, well, we had practice. After practice, I stopped by the guys. We played some Nintendos. Then I came home. Mm-hmm. She asked you, where the F you been? You go like, you go elevate your tone right back at her. So the official like, bro, hold on. Whoa, it's too early. It's like early in the morning. I ain't trying to have that conversation at 7 o'clock. I just woke up and you yelling and screaming, talking about why my phone going off or who calling you this early in the morning. I don't know, because I was asleep. So how the hell you expect me to answer that question?
I guarantee you this ref who gave it is 1 or 3 years into the league. I've been there where the game started and I'm already on one. And the ref like, yo, it's 2 minutes of the game. Shut up. And I have to look up like, oh, it is 2 minutes into the game. All right. You in the third quarter then, goddamn it. but that's the dialogue too. Like, just sometimes we just too many Red Bulls to start the game off.
Do you think the Rockets will catch the Warriors for the last playing spot in the West?
They playing well, man.
Them young boys getting it.
They playing well. They're missing the player. They could get it. right? You know, I don't want to put nothing past them. They playing well. They got nothing to lose. And I think if it's going down to those last games, it'd be more pressure on Golden State to get that 10th spot than the Rockets.
Right.
So.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
All right, Gil, it's time for our next segment of the night, and it's called a news cap.
News.
Here we go. Jamal Crawford thinks the Lakers should trade Anthony Davis. Let's take a listen to what Jamal had to say. Here we go.
We need to break up a roster. Which team could benefit the most from breaking up the roster, the Lakers or the Warriors?
I'm going to choose Lakers because Golden State have been there and done that. LeBron is trying to add some more to his legacy, so I'm going to help him out. Got to get rid of Reeves. Give me another guy that can do that, but a guy that's a little more consistent. I'm not saying Reeves is inconsistent, but when you're playing and winning for a championship, you can have no inconsistency. I'm going to use Reeves because Reeves is a talent. I'm going to get me one more veteran, and I got to get three or four shooters.
I'm with Shaq. They don't have enough to even compete right now. And my thing is, if LeBron's still your best player at this point, I'm looking at trading Anthony Davis.
Oh, no. I'm not trading AD.
I'm just telling you, you can get four or five pieces to go with him that fit LeBron if LeBron's still going to be the best player. But if I can get a Kyrie Irving type, they need another wing, a dominant wing score.
Jacob, I'll try to. Okay. So are you going to trade? Oh, so I'll trade Anthony Davis to Boston for. Can we get Porzingis and Jason Tatum? I mean, what wing players you going to get for Anthony? Who's going to trade what wing players that win right now that you can put with Anthony Davis that a team's going to give up? Jason Tatum, is anybody giving up? You think Boston giving up Jason Tatum? No.
Like there's a reason certain people can't be GMs. And those...
Woo!
Boy, it started off with Shaq, right? Like even his, like, you're going to give up Austin Reeves to get somebody more consistent than Austin Reeves at Austin Reeves' price? He's $53 million. Who are you going to get rid of to get somebody more consistent than Austin Reeves? The last 21 games, he's 10 more points or plus. He's been double-double. I mean, he's been double-digit scoring for the last 21 games. Well, see, that's that TNT ESPN. He ain't watching the games. He's
looking at the box score.
Like, this, like, if you want to trade Austin Reeves, this is who he's compared to at the same price. Talon, Horton, Tucker.
No, they already got rid of him.
Joe Ingles, Dennis Schroeder, Marvin Bagley, Gary Harris, Josh Hart. They all make the same amount of money. Who are you going to trade them for then, Shaquille O'Neal? Nobody.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. When they propose these trades, okay, who are you trading him to and what are you trading him for? It's easy to say, and that's what we used to have, like, such and such should have made the Pro Bowl or such and such should have made the All-Star game. Okay, if you put somebody in, you've got to take somebody off. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, well, you can't put him in. I said, because if you put somebody in, you're telling me somebody that made it shouldn't have made it in front of him. So you saying he should have made it. Who are you taking up? Who are you taking off? Okay, you're trading Austin Reed. So that's what I want to say. If you're going to trade somebody, you got to tell me who you trading him to and who are you trading him for? Because just to say, oh, I would trade Anthony Davis. For who? For what? For where?
I'm going to trade Anthony Davis to get back, what you said, for Kyrie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie.
Give Dallas goddamn Anthony Davis and him and Luka. Shit. Right?
Oh, now you're gonna put Anthony Davis with Luka, the master of the pick and roll. That's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, that's why it's easy. Like, there's no concept of the thought. It's not like they put thought into it, they just ramble. Like, I'm gonna get rid of a shooter, a point guard, a scorer to get back shooters, veteran players.
Who what team giving up shooters?
No one. The answer was Golden State. Golden State is at a problem where Steph is still playing at a very high level.
Yes.
You know, the help is not playing very well right now. So they need to make some real decisions on what they're going to do. Are they going to try to go for another title and trade some pieces? Or are they going to break this team up, let Steph retire, and just play his last days, just scoring a whole bunch of points? That's the real answer right there. Right? When it comes to, like, as long as you got Anthony Davis and LeBron James, for the most part, you have a chance. You know, you have a chance. You still got two dominant players. You got one guy offensively and defensively. How are you going to match that? When you say
yes,
Anthony Davis, who you getting back that's playing
Giannis? Okay, I'll trade AD for Giannis. I'll trade AD for maybe a Joel Embiid, because those are the only comparable guys that are offensive and defensive guys that are giving you what Anthony Davis gives you on a nightly basis. Now, we know Giannis is 30-11 and 2 or 3 blocks. We know Joel Embiid, he's hurt, but Joel Embiid was giving you 35, 11, and 2. Those are the only comparable guys. So who's giving you that kind of production like an Anthony Davis is giving you on a nightly basis with that kind of defensive presence? Who?
If I'm going to lose a little bit of defense, I'll gain a little bit more offense. So I'll make a trade for Sabonis because I get more passing, but I don't think Sacramento is going to do anything like that. That's why I said they just throw out shit.
Right. But okay, we got more passing. Who are we going to pass it to? Ain't like we got a 15 Steph Curry out there knocking it down, or young Clay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have we shot the 3-ball better since the All-Star break? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been shooting the cover off the ball. But come on now. AD?
Yeah, that's what I said. But it was just two bad takes. That's all it was. Thought into it. Can't blame
them. Hold on. LeBron doesn't look like a player in his 21st season in the NBA. He's out there on the court, but that doesn't mean he doesn't feel it after the game. On his Mind the Game podcast, LeBron Bill, the analogy he used when talking to his wife, Savannah James, his wife, asked him how he felt after the game. Let's take a listen to how LeBron answered her.
I was explaining to my wife the other day. She asked me, how am I feeling when I came home after a game? I said, babe, just imagine buying a 2003 Escalade and it's 2024 and you never change the tires. So rub my feet, please.
Bro, I said, the dog barking. Hey, can you rub them down? Can you ice them down for me? Because these things hurt me. And I can understand, because those feet has carried him for 23 seasons, as he mentioned, up, down, start, stop, sprinting. Yeah, I can just imagine. Man, I know how I feel after I sit down for a period of time. So can you imagine? He's still playing 35, 36 minutes on a nightly basis in year 21, 39 years of age. Mm-hmm. And you people are like, 35 minutes, that's nothing. But we've never seen anybody at that age that's asked to do what he's been asked to do. Play. Look at all the guys. If you average up all the guys that's ever played 21 seasons or more, LeBron James has scored more points than all of them combined.
Yeah, no,
in a season. So... So what do you think about what LeBron had to say?
I'm sure that, you know, that he is sore, right? But I noticed something way back when he was younger. There was always this thing about icing. Young players.
Yes.
But what you icing for, young fella? You ain't even played long. At 19, 20 years old, he was nice in all his limbs. Mm-hmm. He had his feet.
In the bucket.
Knees, elbows, like
back.
Which players, the 20, 25, we wasn't icing like that, right? So the fact that he has been in the same routine, you can see, you know, why he has longevity. But for the most part, he is the last one out of the arena because he's going to ice. He's going to stretch down. He's probably going to get a massage.
Go get his workout.
And then go home, right? These players are really really taking care of their body. I'm not going to lie. Even when I remember when Carmelo came into our locker room. We're playing Denver. He comes into the locker room. And he's like, he needs to use the ice tub. I'm like, oh, he ain't playing. Right? Mm-hmm. And he goes in the ice tub. And I was like, you ain't playing today? He was like, yeah. I was like, what's your ice tub for? He says, to make my legs feel lighter. He said, all the traveling and the stuff, you know, he said, all the blood is flowing down. It makes my legs. Mm-hmm. So I use the ice and then I let them thaw out naturally. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't go in the heat because the blood travels to where the heat is.
Right.
And I didn't know that. After I see Melo do it, I start doing that, right? And it's just, you start picking up these little tricks from players. You know, Melo's younger. So someone taught him that. Then I started doing it and then started really taking stretching serious. So, you know, these guys are really taking care of their body a lot longer, right? You're looking at KD at his age. Look how he's playing. Steph at his age. Look how he's playing. So, you know, they looking better than the previous era.
Okay.
But yeah. You're talking about the 2010s, the 2000, you know, the fives and stuff. They look how they look. Even somebody like Chris Paul. We're not even realizing Chris Paul is old as hell, and he's still out there moving at a high rate still.
Yeah, I remember when I first got into the league and I saw all the old guys getting in the cold tub. I said, man, what the hell y'all doing? It's like, oh, don't worry about it, Sharp. You'll be here one day. Hmm. I'm like, man, please.
Yeah.
Yep. I sure was. It didn't take me long. So I started icing before practice, after practice. What we did, Gil, we did what we call contrast. We get in the cold tub for a minute before the game. Cold tub, hot tub, cold tub, hot tub, cold tub, hot tub, shower. Hey, that blood really circulating. We ready to go. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Once you understand, because when you know better, you can do better. Mm-hmm. And so now all the guys that's coming, all you got to do is look at the guys that's still playing at a high level. Look at what they're doing to maintenance. Forget the talent.
Yeah.
Because you might not be as talented, but you can, you obviously you're in the league, so you are talented, but how can I maximize my time in the league? How can I cut down on the injuries while I'm in the league? And you look at guys, and that's, you know, that cold, that those icing your knees and being in the cold tub and taking care of your body, getting massages, doing Pilates, taking yoga, doing the way you eat. I started the trend because I started bringing my food to work back in 93. Mm. And people were like, man, what you? Because I said that those people, they cooking for 100 people. They putting salt and all that. I say, I know what's in here. I know how much protein, how much carbohydrate, how much salt. I know all the magnesium. I know everything that's in that food. See, they feeding 100. I'm eating for one.
Did your brother teach you that?
Nope. I always had a mentality of a bodybuilder. Gil, I mean, my first 3 years, I ate fast food every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I stop by, I get sausage biscuits, or I go by Burger King, I get them the French toast sticks. I mean, then I go get McDonald's or I get Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was eating just, and I was just like, man, everybody was looking like, man, damn, Sharp. You eat like that? Man, you see how you built? I had like 7-8% body fat. And I had a cousin that was a bodybuilder. He said, cuz, you ought to just like, for like a month, eat healthy and see what you could look like. I said, all right. I was hooked. I mean, 7% body fat, I went down to like 5.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, and I've always been, people like, when did you start? I've always been like this. I've always had this body. It was just thinner. You know, I was 180 pounds, but I was chiseled. And even as I got to 205, 215, 225, I was still chiseled. Even as I got to 230, 245, and I walk around now, I'm heavy. Now I'm probably like 250, 255. Which is, I'm gonna get my black ass back down to like 240. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's too heavy. I'm carrying too much muscle. Yeah, I don't need to carry muscle like that. But I felt better. And see, people don't realize I played the lion's share of my career at 228 pounds as a wide receiver playing tight end.
Okay.
So Calvin Johnson and Julio Jones and Brandon Marshall and all those guys weighed more than I did, and they played Terrell Owens. And they play wide receiver, they weigh more than I did. But you got to have a mindset to be down there to bang, though, Gil. You got to have a mindset. They're going to win some, but you ain't whip my ass all day. I'm going to get me some of these. I'm going to get some lick backs. I just want y'all to know I'm going to get my lick back. I'm going to get a lick here and there. Y'all can win y'all share. But I'm going to tell y'all linebackers and safeties ass up when they go out on your pass route.
Yeah, like for people to understand, like a LeBron James right now, a Kevin Durant, a Curry, we all take our cars to get them serviced at 3,000 miles. LeBron and Katie and them, they're probably getting their car serviced at 1,500 miles or 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
They're not waiting 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Most of us, I just got my car oil change, and I was 1,500 miles over the 3,000 miles. So I got a change at 4,500 miles, right? And that's how I was with my body. I'm waiting until I'm hurting before I go something to it. These guys are not even getting to that point, right? They're getting to the engine light about to turn, and then they filling it up. They're not letting their gas tank go past empty. Someone told me that about a car. He said, never let your engine go to the empty, because the stuff that sits at the bottom of the gas tank, that kind of messes up your stuff. So always don't let it go past, you know, the 25% before you fill it up. Always keep that high octane. Never get to the end where it's running. Right. He said, never let your tank, your engine run on that.
He said, hey, treat it like a race car.
Yep.
You got a pit stop. Yep. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I can start. Hey, I'm going 70 miles. And I'm going to get a new set of tires. Okay. I'm going to get some gas. Okay. I'm going to have the guy clean the window. I'm going to have him do all that. Okay. I ain't going to wait till, hey, well, something going, hey, nope. I got a pit stop. I'm going to do all that.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.